when red leaves fall in autumn time and rain drips all the branches bare, I wonder at my own true love and all the light that's shining there. It's more than just a bird of spring or summer sunshine on the fields. She is brighter than the stars above and needs no wind to paint her brave wings. Who wonders at the universe and all the planets up above, to think of all those minds out there and all the hearts that beat for love. It's more than just a bird of spring or summer sunshine on the fields. She is brighter than the stars above and needs no wind to paint her brave wings. When springtime finally wakens up and pushes back its winter shroud, when grace has finally found its place, joy will come. It's more than just a bird of spring or summer sunshine on the fields. She is brighter than the stars above and needs no wind to paint her.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Comfort Cafe. We have one short hour together, so let's make the most of it. I am not Gail Comfort, and unfortunately, we were sure hoping that Gail was going to be with us this year.
That
but
was beautiful.
She's not up to it. Yeah, that was Willie P. Bennett.
Was that dedicated maybe to somebody that we know, maybe, or I think?
Maybe.
Maybe. Wow.
Yeah, amazing song. So the Comfort Cafe has been here on UMFM since it's almost exactly 9 years. Her show started on Halloween. Did you know that, John? On Halloween 2010, The Comfort Cafe started.
I've got her on LinkedIn, actually. It's a strange place. But
I don't really understand the LinkedIn.
2010, though. But Yeah.
Yeah.
9 years.
In May of 2009, I got this rather interesting email. It said, "Hi, Jeff, we don't know each other, but from your playlists, I know we have musical tastes in common." She was writing to let me know that she'd moved back to Winnipeg after spending 12 years in London. And she arrived on May the 11th. And May 14th, she already went to her first show, Rami Mays' CD launch. And then she was telling me about the show that she was doing at the time. It was called The Comfort Zone on CMR Nashville. Fabulous show over there. And she was hoping that I might know of a place where she could record her show while she got set up and figured out what she was going to do. She said, "All I really need is a guy in his basement with a CD player, a mic, and a computer." And she was willing to pay. Maybe I should have taken her up on that, because I have all those things in my basement. That would have been perfect. I could have made some money. But instead, I said, "Well, of course, I got a radio station at my disposal. We'd love to have you come down here and hang out." And thus began a really special and important friendship. And Gail has been here at the station pretty much ever since. First, just behind the scenes, she was recording her show in Nashville and occasionally kind of helping me out and just keeping me company.
Who is this person? That's what we think, you know?
No, Gail was really easy to fall in love with right away, so we became fast friends. We had a lot of things in common, including, especially perhaps, mutual love of Willie P. Bennett. And so that was kind of the first thing that kind of tied us together, was our mutual love of Willie P. Bennett. So she's been doing this wonderful show here called The Comfort Cafe ever since. And she hasn't been able to do her show for quite some time because she's been unwell. But we still love that show and love Gail. And so I really wanted to kind of try to do something special for her tonight and make sure that she knows that we all still remember her, love her, and appreciate her. And so we're here tonight. And I would love, love, love for some people to make pledges and mention Gail's show, The Comfort Cafe, because it's been such a great friend to me and many, many people here.
She would be very happy if that happened.
I think that would. I certainly would, and I'm sure Gail would too. I hope she's listening, because we have some special surprises for her coming up in the show. On my show, every once in a while, I get it in my head that I'm curious to find out what artists and what songs I've played the most on my show over the history of the show. And so I thought, well, why not? Let's punch in the numbers and let's see what Gail has played the most. And Willie P. Bennett, she's played the second most. I kind of thought he might be at the top of her most played artist list, but only the second. But I kind of understand why. He doesn't do a lot of Winnipeg shows anymore, you know, being dead and everything. But that's the Willie P. song that she's played the most, only 5 times. She doesn't repeat herself a whole lot here on the show. But there's a bunch of songs that she's played 5 times, and we'll hear some of these names coming up. But there's a song by Willie P., song by the Brothers Landreth, Firecracker, song by John K. Sampson, Heart of the Continent, Tana Slimmon, In and Out of Harmony, Oh My Darling, Love Me, Love Me Not, Steve Dawson's Nightshade, Rami May's Not My Baby, The Brothers Landreth again with Nothing, Kara Luft, Who I Know She Loves, Only Love Can Save Me, Amelia Curran, San Andreas Fault, Andy White and Stephen Fearing, Think of Me Like Summer, and someone who you want to hear right now, Linda McRae. She's played the song When Love Is a Game, which is a Willie P. Bennett song. So we're going to play some music, and we're going to talk about some of the songs and some of the artists that Gail has played the most. And we're going to encourage you to call in with your pledge. Do you remember when you first met Gail?
It was when she was doing her show in the booth, and who is this person? Yeah. You know, like I said, and I was like awestruck, and you know, wow, she must be really famous because
I kind of thought she's got this show
in Britain,
and CMR Nashville in Britain. Like that sounded amazing.
She's just cool from the word.
Yeah, and she told us all about the amazing gigs she'd been to in London and all the famous friends that she had and all this stuff. And I thought I
was just flattered that you know she wanted to be my friend and that she talked to me more than once.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna play a bunch of her favorites and hope that she enjoys the show and hope that you enjoy the show, and we would love for you to call. How should they get in touch with us, John?
474-6610.
Right, 204-474-6610. If you want to give us a call, you can talk to Lyle's out there. I'm sure John would run out there.
Yep.
Is that Nathan out there? It looks like Nathan from Swing Radio's out there. Hi, Nathan. How are you? Thanks for being here. Jared's out there. And we're all just hanging out, having some fun, trying to raise some money for the station that we love. Lyle pushed us over $16,000, $16,095, which is a great total, but we have to raise more than twice that over the course of the next week.
You know, this is
so
this
we
is
got
our,
some work to do.
This is our fundraising week, right? Pledge-rama.
Right.
I was listening to actually the audacity of CKUA in Alberta. They have their fundraising thing this week as well. So I was listening to Tom Coxworth, and he had an interesting thing, which I think equates with us too, is that we put a playlist together of your favorite music, and we do all the work and then play it for you.
Yeah.
If you like festivals,
yeah.
If you like folk music. And in the case of the shows that your show and my show and Gail's show, that's what it is. And the phone has been ringing. Well,
yeah,
and we need meet you.
It's
too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've said on Lyle's show, and I think on your show maybe as well, that it's amazing how you can if there's a favorite genre that you have, you can find somebody who loves that genre more than you and knows everything and is willing to play great stuff. And you know, I thought I knew a lot about folk music, then I listened to your show and realized I don't know much at all. And I learned so much from Lyle about Celtic music and all kinds of Nathan about swing music and all kinds of great stuff here. And it's only because of the support of, well, first of all, we have to thank the students of the University of Manitoba who fund the bulk of our operation. We are eternally grateful for them. But over the past 8 years, we've realized that that wasn't quite keeping up with the rate that prices were going up for restoring equipment and keeping things going. And 8 years ago, we turned to the people of Winnipeg and really around the world and said, would you be willing to help us? And we weren't sure if they would. And they came through in big form, and they've been doing so ever since. And we've done some amazing things with your pledge dollars, including our great new website, which we were talking about before, where you can go and dial up. If you miss Gail, you can go on the UMFM website and you can pull up her shows and listen to them at your leisure. And I have done so on many occasions. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a great thing. Or if you miss John's show and you want to dial it up, or my show or Lyle's show or any show, really, you can just go there and pull up whatever you want. It's amazing.
We just make a podcast, though, because sometimes the show needs a little tweaking. The songs stay the same, but yesterday I had a little trouble getting my intro playing, so that's
yeah.
gone, and the show sounds perfect
yeah,
now, you know.
Straighten some of those things out myself as well. But if you have, you know what, if folks have a message for Gail or any great memories of the show or hanging out with Gail, I'd love it if people phoned us in here as well, 269-8636, 269-UMFM, or you can send me an email, jeff@telebandagohome.com, if you want to pass something along, because I'm hoping that Gail's out there tuned in and enjoying the show. All right, John, why don't we play this song that you requested? You requested some Linda McRae, and I know that Gail is a big fan, so it seems appropriate. And,
well, can I just say something?
Please do.
I was listening to your show one Sunday evening, and I guess I had a bit long day, so I was laying down and kind of drifted off, which is, it's okay to do that when you're listening
to
good
music.
Yeah,
I put lots of people to sleep, John. It's all right.
But so I listened to the beginning, and then I woke up in the middle of this song. It was like a dream. It was Linda McRae's voice.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, her such a beautiful, rich, deep alto voice, and just I could listen to her all day, and
yeah.
I called Gail up right away at the station. Who is that? You know,
yeah.
And she's got so much good music, and we're so lucky to see her every once in a while. She used
Absolutely,
to be with
yeah.
Spirit of the West, but she's
yeah.
definitely her own person and has a great, great viewpoint on life, which I'd love to listen to and share.
Yes.
She's a great singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she's got a great new record out as well. But we're going to go back to the album Shadow Trails for a song about another singer-songwriter. Who's wonderful, named Charlie Parr. And while this song is on, we would love to hear that phone ring, 204-474-6610, or you can go to umfm.com/donate. Stay with us.
I speaker, deep frets, porch board, bass on deck, steel strings, wet guitar. We believe in wishing stars. What's behind your glasses, Charlie Parr? Eyes closed, big surprise. Audience, twice its size. Saw the wonder fill his heart. In the rain, under tarps, we came here to see you, Charlie Parr. We're here to see you, Charlie Parr. Fueled by a father's story and a treasury of fear. Crowing red and black, bought the record, put it on. Heard you play your lonesome song, lost in the rhythm all night long. In those deep grooves all night long. Singing hills of porcupine, reinvented mountain time, dark past, brand new start. He hopes to heal the scars, helping the homeless, Charlie Parr. Help the homeless, Charlie Parr. Fueled by your father's stories and man's lips go. Reinvented Mississippi. No one like him near or far. Hearing him play lit a spark. I wanna play like Charlie Parr. Learn to play like Charlie Parr. Learn to play like Charlie Parr. Learn to play like Charlie Parr.
Sun burns out and the lights come on. Commuter trains are leaving through the backyards of factories, past kitchen windows with families. So come on, baby, let's take a trip. Leave tonight for the Young Street Strip, where the neons burn and the big wheel spins. Come on, girl, let your old star in. We don't have anywhere to go. We just have dreams to remember. Somewhere down that lonesome track, we got lost and we couldn't get back. So come on, baby, let's take a trip. We'll leave tonight for Sunset Strip, where the neons burn and the big wheels spin. Come on, girl, let your old star in. You offered me up all your charms, showed me all your colors. I wasted everything we had till you finally just disappeared. So come on, baby, let's take a trip. Meet tonight on the Wildwood Strip. Drink all night and watch the big wheels spin. Come on, girl, let your old star in. So come on, baby, let's take a trip. We'll meet tonight on the Wildwood Strip. Drink all night and watch the big wheels spin. Come on, girl, let your old star in. Come on, girl, let your old star in.
There's fall in the trees and the world's on fire. The forecasts are in and they all look dire. There's gasoline rainbows in the parking lot. We learned our lessons and then we forgot. And everything is broken or about to break. The carrion birds took what they could take. We're blinded by the sun, we're crawling up a hill. We added it up. We can't pay the bills. We want bells to ring. We want doves to fly. We want banners waving in a clear blue sky. We're so tired of the trouble. Something.
Something beautiful indeed. That's Lynn Miles. We heard Linda McRae in there, as well as Tom Wilson and Bob Lanois. Some of our pal Gail's very favorites.